Israel is set to deport a human rights advocate it accuses of promoting boycotts against the nation. The country's public security ministry has cancelled the visa of Omer Shaka, the Israel and Palestine director of major international organisation Human Rights Watch. Mr Shaka has been targeted for urging international companies such as Airbnb not to do business in Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Omer Shaka has been denied entry to Syria, detained in Bahrain, and deported from Egypt for his work for Human Rights Watch. At the end of the month, pending an appeal, he'll be able to add Israel to that list after a court upheld a decision by the country's interior ministry to revoke his work permit.
The court's decision was shocking. The government for some time now has been squeezing rights defenders, both denying entry to international rights activists, as well as putting pressure on Israeli and Palestinian rights organizations. It's joining a camp of countries like North Korea, Cuba, Sudan that have blocked access to Human Rights Watch staff.
The Israeli government revoked Mr. Shaka's permit using a 2017 law which allows it to deny entry to a person who advocates boycotting Israeli products or businesses. Omer Shaka's case is believed to be the first time the law's been used against a person who's already in the country. Mr. Shaka and Human Rights Watch maintain the organisation doesn't advocate a boycott against Israel, only of businesses that benefit from human rights abuses and breaches of international law in the West Bank.
HRW doesn't even call for boycotts. The Interior Ministry of Israel itself said in 2018 that neither Human Rights Watch nor I, as its representatives, promote boycotts. The reality here is this is about documentation of the rights abuses of companies in settlements which are illegal under international law and are not in Israel, are actually located in the occupied West Bank.
Human Rights Watch angered the government last year when its advocacy contributed to a decision by the global accommodation company Airbnb to stop listing properties in Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Such settlements are often built on land seized from Palestinians and are protected by Israel's military and armed civilian groups, both of which have been accused of illegally killing and injuring Palestinians. But Airbnb recently reversed its decision after being sued by pro-Israel groups. Israel's government has accused the boycott movement of anti-Semitism and views the campaign as a serious problem. The Interior Ministry welcomed the court's decision, with a spokesman telling the ABC the court had accepted the government's position on the application of anti-boycott measures. Omer Shaka says the decision has much broader implications than that.
Ultimately, if Israel is able to deport somebody documenting rights abuse, what hope can we have that Israel will ever stop rights abuse in the first place?
The Israeli government has also passed laws stopping local human rights groups critical of the country's military from speaking at high schools. Another new law requires them to prominently disclose foreign funding, something the groups say is intended to imply disloyalty to the state. Haggai Al-Ad, the director of human rights group B'Tselem, says the Israeli government has a very clear aim.
To silence criticism of the occupation in order to perpetuate it while continuing to avoid any meaningful international consequences. So this is not random, it's sort of a broader campaign.
Israel's foreign ministry did not respond to a request for comment.
Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek.